something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we debrief Fred Rockfest.
We have a top five It's Too Hot jams.
And we improvise some scenes from the upcoming movie of the week, Gordon Lightfoot, as played by Jonathan Torrance. All coming up right now on TNT.
45, Jonathan Torrance, hi.
I really feel like I have cracked the nut, bud.
We have.
I went to Long & McQuaid. I bought $325 worth of egg cartony foam.
I love it.
It's like stick back, stickle back.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I hear no air around your voice just where I am. So.
And that's good, right?
Oh, yeah. This could be like the all-time episode for Even Steven Soundy Stevenge.
I'm going to tell you something. I recorded something in here with my guitar yesterday.
Yeah.
And my guitar's never sounded better. I don't even know why.
Because you're just hearing that. You're not hearing any bounce off the walls, like no echo on it.
I went for it. I laid down a couple of tests, like chickpeas.
Yeah.
And played them back. I sound dope.
Fantastic.
Now, here's the thing. I thought, first of all, apologies to the buds for bearing with me for the last year. I thought I was doing it right up and solving the problem. Then we get to Fred Rock this past weekend, and you show me your podcast rig.
Yeah.
You'll have to show a picture of it to the people, because your mic is 1 inch by 1 inch, and it was $40, and it goes right into your phone.
Yes.
I'm heavy into this duty. Podcast for about 12K in trying to sound better. And you have, and then, it's the size of a postage stamp.
The best was when Carol was like, do you have like a room where you record it? And I'm like, my kitchen.
Yeah, we have one of those. Like, we have a kitchen.
She could've was done like, there. She looked at me like, what's going on here?
I'm in the basement under the stairs with $300 of foam, with a new mic, and with broken spirits. But I think I'm back.
I think you're all set. It sounds great.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
Let's start by telling the people we had full intentions before we went to Fred Rock. If you're just joining us, we hosted the Fred Rock Music Festival on the weekend. Nice folks.
Greatest time.
Some great bands too. Hey Rosetta, Blue Rodeo. Temperance Movement was awesome.
Yes, they were.
Highs. Wooden Sky was awesome. Joel Plaskett was great. Highs.
Highs are really something that people will know about them soon.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Group of Local Bods, East Coast Love Story from Moncton, made the drive up to Fredericton to play.
Yeah, they were a great time, yes.
So we had full intentions of recording not one, but in our minds it was like, yeah, we'll do three or four podcasts while we're there. We'll grab some special guests, some Jim Cuddy's and some Plasketry. The truth is, it was so loud, because we actually set up to try.
Yeah.
And it was just too loud.
Just terrible. It was upsetting. But we did have a great time. Like, we didn't get to record a pod, and it would have been amazing if we could have. But that wasn't like, you couldn't have recorded a pod at like a house nearby because it was so loud. So there's nothing we could have done. That's all good. It was no big deal. I think everybody treated us so well. I mean, Nick and Mike, the people that put it together, treated us like gold.
Super class acts.
Yeah, there's just all the people involved that we hung out with and got to spend time with, just great people across the board. And then, obviously, the people out in the crowd were just amazing. Obviously, I've said obviously more times than I want to, a million times.
Obviously.
But it was...
People are so happy to be there.
I couldn't be more square with how, even with how great things were. So good.
Oh, no, it was dope state. And as my wife pointed out, when it's pouring rain, which it was on the Saturday, and people still show, they're the diehards that really want to be there.
Yes.
So in a way, it weeds out the lightweights. And the nice kind of byproduct of the weekend was we raised a grand for the Student Hunger Program.
You were wonderful enough to donate a very rare one of 30 Trailer Park Boys cast hoodie.
And it went for $560.
Yes, and then you gave the walk-on part with no speaking on the Mr. D Show with lunch and a tour by yours truly, Jonathan Torrens.
There you go.
What a guy.
This is it's such not a thing.
Next year I'll bring a cymbal or something. So I didn't even know that was an option, but I would love to help that out. Maybe we can get a couple items going.
Well, I think when we tour, we should try to link up with a local charity in every town and do something, because it was nothing for us to do, but of huge benefit to them.
Yeah,
I want to talk about the student hunger program for a second, because as parents, you and I, the idea that kids are going to school without lunch or without breakfast is inconceivable. And these folks running this program, and I know they have them in every city and town, it costs $2 a meal. And the other thing is, on Fridays, they have the backpack program where they send kids home on Friday with enough food to get them through the weekend. Because as they say, hunger doesn't end just because it's Friday. Great point. But you hear heartbreaking stories of like a kid getting canned goods in school and putting them in his pocket because he wanted to take it home for his younger siblings who have even less. Like, man, of all the things I find it hard to hear about in this part of the world, kids going without food just breaks your heart, doesn't it?
And this was, you know, Fredericton, a city obviously with great community and great understanding and people like this to put it together. But imagine what's going on in bigger cities, like how much worse it is. And people don't really even think about that. And they think if you're going to school and you live somewhere, then you definitely must be able to be eating correctly, or at least eating at all. And the fact that that's happening, and the people that work there, and all the volunteers for that company were just the salt of the earth, for sure.
Yeah, they really were. It's good work they're doing, and it's important work. And how exciting that the hoodie went for $560. I had to, it was a limited edition. It was this year's cast hoodie. And on the back, there's just a picture of a joint, a picture of a mixed drink, and a picture of a shopping cart.
Yeah.
And on the sleeve, it says Trailer Park Boys. But I also had to call the guys Uncle Bubba as J-Rock. I threw that in to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes. And you were getting crazy thinking, you had this number. Can you talk about the jersey and the pants that you got from Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, it's a zipper tracksuit.
It's spectacular.
It is spectacular. And so the idea was maybe I'd hop up on stage as J-Rock, and you were originally going to sit behind the drums, but because of the nature of a festival like this, they're switching out one band and bringing in another. So they had to strike the set of drums that was on the stage while
there was
doing it.
No PA, no mics. They had to...
Tags hopped on the beatbox, old school, and it was ridiculous.
It was good times.
Jam Master Jer.
Yeah, no, that makes things a lot easier for the changeover, for sure.
This is the interesting thing. It was our second live thing after Canadian Music Week. It's always so much fun to spend time with you, bud.
Yes.
And so nice to see the people, and lots of folks listen to the podcast. We're in the process, as we've mentioned, of putting together a cross-country tour this fall. And one of the challenges that we're having is underlining where the buds are.
Yeah, we need, there's no way of finding out where the buds are. So if you can help us, listeners, just tweet us at Taggart and Torrens. Give us a tweet just saying where you are and where you want us to come.
Yeah.
Really, it would help us out. We're trying to do other things to try and find out where you are. And the most condensed spot, so we can get there and people will accept the show and we'll be able to play and do our thing. And
because if I'm a theater booker and somebody calls and says, we want to have these two clowns of the podcast come through, of course I'm going to say,
no way.
What's the show?
If you don't know us, then you're going to go get the heck out of here. Don't ever even call again.
Right. And it's easy to say, what do you mean? It's an evening of comedy and Canadianity. But unless you're a bod, you don't really know what that means.
No.
What do you mean? It's an evening of Canadianity. Where do I sign?
Does that mean a cover band? Are they going to play music?
That was really fun, by the way. We did that at Fred Rock. where we played tunes.
Yes.
And well, let's just the first couple of bars of Canadian classics.
It was Canadianity, Name That Tune, and we got contestants on stage, and you strummed out and sang a couple of bars of, you know, famous Canadian artists, and it was really classic. And I have to say,
definitely be part of the live show.
Yeah, we're throwing that one right in there for sure. And the fact that I would say one of the best back, you know, because you and I hanging out, this is you and me hanging out. That's what this podcast is, because we don't get to talk much, and the only time we converse is this. So we were hanging out for 2 days, and we got to just like chat and laugh in the trailer by ourselves, and I would say the highlight, and where I can't stop thinking about, is the back and forth that you came up with Gordon Lightfoot backstage, or just Gordon Lightfoot like at Bernie Finkelstein's office telling him about a new idea. And I think we have to make this happen.
Well, you get the assist, because as folks know, I have suggested it's my kind of bucket list role to play Gordon Lightfoot, and you find this really funny. And I guess I didn't find it as funny until you found it funny, and then it's like, all right, that would be ridiculous. So
the wig.
Then we decided that if Gordon Lightfoot talked the way he sang, so well, we improvised the scene.
I think it's talks the way he talks. You like it sounds like I think he talks like that.
So we improvised a scene where he goes to see his manager in the 60s to pitch a song called If You Could Read My Mind. Do you want to do it right now?
Yes.
You be Bernie.
Okay. Come on in.
Hey, Bernie. Got a second?
Of course, always. Have a seat. What's going on, Gord?
Not too much. I was wondering if you could listen to a song that I've been working on.
Sure. I'm sure you were out in Aurelia just having a great week. You've been off for a bit. I mean, you probably have a zillion ideas. Hit me with it, Gord.
Well, I don't know just if it's good, but I wanted to see what you thought. Somewhere in there, he's becoming Corey Hart. Folks are going to realize I have about two voices.
It's getting
and they'll
a little,
end up being the same.
It's getting a little monotone. I don't know if you have to be so monotone. When you first said it, you were like, hey, Gordon, you had normal like convo with
normal
that
inflection. Hey, Bernie, can I talk to you? Maybe that's what it is. The way he talks is a song, not the way he sings is talking.
Yes. No,
hey,
absolutely.
Excuse me, Bernie, can I talk to you?
That's so good. But I was I still like the normal Gord, though, with the vibe. Hey, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie. I have some dates to Winnipeg and going out this fall. Can I get some hostess munchies in my rider, do you think? What else would be in Gordon Lightfoot's rider? Huh? And I need a box of Timbits and some piss warm Labatt Blue.
Some muesli, like all relaxed, talking about breakfast.
I'll get half a dozen bagels and some muesli and yogurt. But I'm gonna add some apple juice, cause it keeps me regular. Alright. Gord.
Yeah, now, how about you just give me one Gord without, like, any of the music saying, like, he's had a rough tour and he needs some time off.
I just need a couple. I can't even do it anymore.
What do you mean?
Without singing. That's the best. I just need a couple of weeks of downtime.
It doesn't.
Hey, Bernie. Bernie. Sundown was about his best friend who was with his wife, right? Sundown was about his best friend who was having intimate relations with his wife.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that's why.
He knew about it. He's like in the bushes saying, I'm going to fuck you up next time.
Hey, Sundown, it's me, Gord, calling from a payphone outside the white spot in Vancouver.
I saw him with Salvador at this white spot.
Have you seen Kathy? Because I've been calling her for days.
I'm going to get you up my back stairs.
You have to come back inside and set up our wheels.
Yeah, that's
just
him, like,
give me a minute, because I'm calling home today.
No, like, Salvador, like, goes and sleeps with Gordy's wife, and then it's Gordy at the bar at the white spot, like, sitting there.
Salvador is Sundown? Salvatore, you better take care if I find you been gripping around my backstairs. Never you mind, Gordon Lightfoot.
Sure. What are the little burgers?
If you cannot satisfy your wife, that's not my problem.
Is it the little burgers at the white spot? I think they got like...
Can I have a tasty trio with a little cowpoke omelet?
He comes in all nice, all happy, but he's like, I'm going to break fucking Salvatore's neck outside.
Salvatore, you better take care. So Sundown is English for Salvador.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Man, we figured out a lot.
Wow, man. Yeah, we came all over the place.
Yeah, we did. Lots more to come on this TNT episode 45, including crystal clear Dolby audio for my new padded booth and Jeremy's top five. What is
it? It's too hot outside.
Like Alanis Morissette styles.
You
always
got
too
it.
Hot, never too cold. We'll take a quick break. Too hot to hold.
Where's my picture chair?
And we're back.
Are you there, Bernie?
Hey, how are you, Gord? Nice to talk to you again.
I'm not too bad.
You crazy. You just can't stop that monotone thing you've been up to lately, eh, Gord?
I have a bit of a head cold.
Yeah. Let's talk about your new royalty check that I got. How much did I make?
Hey, top five is two hot jams. Although Gord went out hard, didn't he? His first divorce was record-setting for the largest settlement in Canada at the time.
It was?
Yeah. Yeah,
Yowza.
I don't know if it was like Sundown v. Lightfoot, but it was his first divorce was Bad News Bears.
Like more than 50-50.
Yeah.
Like he... Maybe he, the guy that was doing the back stairs was a lawyer.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
And she told
me to the Clanners. Have you heard the new Lightfoot album? Took me to the Clanners.
Oh my god.
Top five, it's two hot jams.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what it is. It's Dog Days of Summer, JT.
Yep.
We are cooking.
You're not kidding.
It's great. I love it. But it's hot. And we're dealing with it. I got three kids. I had to shuttle them out the door with Lisa. She's nice enough to take them to the park for a couple hours, but it's always got to be the splash pad.
That's all you get. You can't just go sit on the swings, otherwise you're making taint gravy.
Do you have a nice little splash pad in Truro?
We have a splash park. What we did is my in-laws gave us like a sand thing, like a plastic sand thing, and we just fill that with water, and everybody parties in there.
What? A plastic sand thing.
Like a sand box. Like a sandbox.
Oh, a sandbox.
Yeah, but
holy
it's plastic.
Moly.
and you can just fill that like a splash pool.
Yeah, no, well, that's just a it's called an inflatable tube pool without the inflatable
part. It's not inflatable. Yeah. It's hard plastic.
Like the frog that you slide into when we were kids.
Right.
There was only one kind. It was just a big plastic thing, and there was a frog.
There was a thing.
The tongue of the frog was a slide.
Although we did buy a slip and slide.
Oh, that's called the, remember they had the wet banana when we were kids, too?
Yep.
And then me and my brother Jetson, and I think it was Jetson who was smart enough, because we set it up down a hill, and my brother aptly named it the, instead of wet banana, the wet concussion.
Well, kind of.
Because you just
get
crushed.
How many kids are there that have, like, yeah, see this scar on my chest? I split my thorax open sliding downhill on a thing.
Yeah, like we slid, we were, the only slope on the whole lawn went into a ditch. So it wasn't the smartest move. I thought you might be slowing down as opposed to speeding up at the bottom, and everybody got hurt. Wet concussion.
Have you ever had stitches before?
Oh, plenty. All kinds.
The worst stitches I ever had. It was only like...
Hey, let's just give our top one stitches stories. And okay. You go yours, boom.
Here's my top one. I was working as a prep cook on that all-you-can-eat lobster restaurant on a converted ferry boat that I've talked about on the show before.
Yeah.
I was in a hurry to set up the salad bar because that was my job.
Yeah.
And one of those industrial-sized ketchup jars, like the diameter is probably 10 inches.
Yeah.
Cut it with a can opener. Wasn't coming. Put both my thumbs down on the edge. Pushed down. Thumbs went down through. And when I went to pull them back out, wah-ha! Sliced my thumb open.
Yikes.
Fortunately, it was ketchup and not mustard. So I just put it out anyway. Kidding. I did not put it out anyway. It was covered in blood.
Oh, man.
What's yours?
Me and my buddy Alex Militich from Alliston.
It's good
His
already.
His dad owned a car dealership or a car repair in Alliston on the outskirts. And I lived in Cookstown at the time, and I think we were watching like late night wrestling, like Saturday night. Remember when they would have wrestling, like the Ricky Steamboat Macho
sure.
Man days? They would have like wrestling on, and we were staying up and getting all fired up. I think we were drinking some kind of like cheesy soda that had I think it might have had 0.5 in it, like we. It was one of those, like the non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, duels?
Yeah, but they were fruity. This was the, I don't know what it was, but it had some kind of alcohol in it, and we never drank before, so we like crushed like 20 each.
Gross.
So we were kind of banged up, and we started wrestling on garbage bags, thinking the garbage bags would be a good move to wrestle on because you can just go for it. There was like 3 or 4 garbage bags, and we set them up in the center of the room. And he gave me the bull rush. He was a bigger kid, a South American kid. I believe he was a little rotund. He was big, and that was the King Kong Bundy era when King Kong Bundy would bull rush the guy.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if you've ever seen. Like a bar fight or anything, like, but if you see a bigger guy, like a big guy that knows how to fight, and it doesn't matter how big the other guy is, like the other guy could be 6'7" and ripped.
Doesn't matter, he's going down.
They know that once they're getting bull rushed, it's over. Like there's no getting around it. Like that's a bad move. Like you're going to be on your back and he's going to get some blows in, like guaranteed. So, you know, we'd been watching wrestling all night, and I was more Ricky Steamboat, and he was more King Kong Bundy, and he bull rushed me into the garbage bags. So I went crushing into them, and it was, like, fantastic, for exception that one of the bags had a broken bottle in it.
No.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So I, like, shouldered into, like, some broken glass, and, like, it was all of a sudden I had like glass sticking out of my arm.
Ow!
And I look and there's like a cut in my arm and it's like the wrestling's over and I got to go to the Alliston hospital and get stitched up. I think it was like 4 or 5 stitches, just a little gash in the shoulder or in the bicep area on the outside. Still have the scar to prove it.
Yikes.
And be careful when you're wrestling on the garbage bags, because Alex Miletich and his friends might come and bull rush you.
Was he like Arnold from Journey?
Like, no, he was bigger. From? He was, well, I'm trying to remember. I think he was from Uruguay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Boy, it hurts.
Yeah. Uruguay. Got any Uruguay stories, bud?
Not on me. Do you?
No, I don't. Let me look it up here, see if we can find anything good on Uruguay. They love their soccer.
What else do they love?
Well, I mean, it's just above Argentina and just below Brazil.
Uruguay.
So, yeah.
Uruguay. They say Uruguay, don't soccer. They?
Huh?
Don't they say Uruguay?
Yeah, Uruguay. I'm from Uruguay, South American country known for its verdant interior and beach-lined coast.
Uruguay.
The capital, Montevideo, revolves around Plaza Independencia.
Montevideo, yeah, right.
Once home to a British... Spanish citadel. Let's not get too crazy.
Keep going, it's great.
3.4 million people. Art Deco buildings, colonial homes... Mercado del Puerto, an old market with many steakhouses.
Good Lord.
The Rambla, which waterfront promenade, passes fish stalls, piers, and parks.
So they love the letter P.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's places like Palacio Salvo, Palacio Tarancho, Poquitos, Punta de Este, Camelo. Good times.
Uruguay.
His mother loved to make molasses on the pancakes.
Who's did? Alex's?
Alex's mom would crush the pancakes with molasses.
Did you ever pound one there?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times, yeah. Me and my buddy Alex O'Reilly would go hang out there.
You had two friends named Alex? How did you distinguish between them?
Well, Alex O'Reilly was like a classic Irish-looking kid, skinny and white.
I guess I mean more verbally. If you were calling out to both Alexes, how...
I think Al was Al and Alex Miletich was Alex.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you still see those dudes?
I still see Alex. I texted Which Alex one? 2 days ago. Huh?
Which one?
Alex O'Reilly. He's my... I guess you could say he's my best friend because I've known him since grade 4, around the time of this incident, till... You know, I still speak to him, and I admire his being greatly.
Oh, really?
Those people that you just, like, you know, you feel like they're a lot like you, and that, you know, you can kind of just throw things off of them, and it's great perspective, because their wisdom is full on, you know what I mean? Like, they can kind of always... And he's an inspiring guy, you know, like, you know, when you know somebody that's always says something funny, intelligent, or, you know, it's just something that you wouldn't think of or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yep.
He's that kind of guy. Kind of like you there, Jonathan.
Well, kind of like you too. I feel like in this lifetime, there are two kinds of friends. There are friends that you gravitate towards as an adult because you have things in common and you're kind of, once you know who you are, you're drawn towards people who kind of think the same way as you. And then you have history friends. And they're the ones that you don't maybe make many new experiences with, or if you met them today, you might not gravitate towards each other. But by gum, there's some comfort in getting together and saying like, oh, member? They're the like, oh, member? Those friends.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And you need those on your bench.
Because Alex is like a cut of both, like where it's, if I met him now, I would still feel it's an opinion that I want to know more about, you know. And I think life is about trying to find people that you can kind of be not only inspired by, but just equally respected.
Yep.
You know?
And people that will call you on your stuff. You need those people too.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Good stuff to have a good friend and to even know what that is. You know what I mean? To understand what people that you can rely on is very important and sometimes rare, which is sad.
It's also the balance between forgiving people for things that you wish maybe were different about them, but not lowering the bar so low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, totally. Someone once said, the more you get to know people, the more you're inevitably disappointed.
And yeah, I don't think that's true.
I think it has to do with your expectations, I suppose. If you lower your expectations a bit.
I think life is about the unknown, too. Like, we don't really know what we like or not what we want. And I think that inspiration and understanding and seeing stuff happen is what makes us what we are eventually, you know what I mean? And when you are kind of constantly finding people that, you know, not constantly, just kind of to find the idea of learning and the creation and seeing things and getting it, that's what propels everybody, right? That's what makes us all feel like we're here for a reason, just because it's like experience and gaining on it. And I don't think I've ever been, when I really like somebody, I just, sometimes you're looking for things that aren't there. And that's just, I don't know if that's the right way to look at people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As opposed to looking at what's there.
Well, cause life, no, the whole point of being here is not really knowing. And, we're not out there to find things that we are compatible with. It's about finding things we don't have a clue about, right? And then knowing them. And those are the people that if that keeps happening all the time, where you're just surprised all the time, that's the best. That's like why we're here. That's why you watch television. That's why we, you know, go to restaurants, because we know we can't make what we eat there. It's always a learning experience, right?
You have a very good attitude. You're a very positive person. And I really enjoy that about you. It's fun to be around you because you're not a downer. And sometimes you don't even realize how negative people are until you're around someone positive. Or you start counting like, you know what, I'm going to really try to be conscious about the number of negative thoughts I have today or negative things I say out loud. And you realize it's easy to slip into that quicksand.
It is. That's shallow people. People that don't have no depth are the ones that kind of flux about people that they don't know about or things that they heard that are bad. Like that, a constant state of just kind of looking at everyone's disrepair. It's a waste of time because everybody has problems. Like you can't, you know, to dish on this guy and this happened to this thing and these people are in you know, an upsetting position because of this. It's just a waste of time. You're eventually just, that's what hot air is all about, right? That's the exact epitome of someone who just blows like a windbag.
I love group dynamics for that reason, though, because whether it's a wedding or a bus tour, there's always one or two people that are like, oh, this will be great. Can't believe we're leaving late. Like, can you believe how hot it is in here? The food was terrible. Like, why are you even here? But then there are also the people that are like, hey, you know what? This is great. We broke down on the side of the road. Are you kidding? This is great. Gives us a chance to, like, see a part of the country that we didn't know we'd see.
And you know what? The great, like, kind of understanding of that is, like, at the end of the night when someone needs a place to sleep, if you can't sleep on the floor with a pillow, you're that guy.
Yeah.
If you can't deal with XXX, that's the you. You got to figure that out.
I really feel like, and I'm obviously partial to the East Coast a little bit, but I really feel like on the East Coast of Canada, because we're a have-not part of the country, I think that's where our sense of humor comes from. Because if you can't laugh at it, it sucks.
Exactly. And you have to see, like, the wow, like, you know, just the understanding of not, or just the idea of seeing what really you need to be a happy person. Or and a happy person isn't someone who's happy all the time. They're just someone who understands what that is, and it happens to them upon occasion. It's not all the time, but the little glimpses of that are why we're alive, you know, just to get more of it. And it's rare, and it's not definitely not expected, but it happens in conversation, it happens in your family, it happens in things that happen around you. But sometimes you miss it because you're looking for other things, but I don't think it's something that you should definitely expect all the time.
Also, doesn't change the fact that history friends, like member friends or adult friends, you sometimes have to prune the friend tree because you realize, like,
absolutely,
I am just pouring stuff into a well and not getting anything back. Not that that's why you're friends with people, but there are certainly energy sucks out there.
Yes.
Remember reading that about when you're doing high school exams? There's always the, like, worriers. Did you study? I don't know. Did you? What's an integer? Oh, my God. I didn't even get past chapter 3. This is going to suck. And it's not just exams. It's the planet Earth. Those people exist.
I sucked at math. I didn't care enough about it. I like to play math, but I don't like to read about it.
I sucked at math, too. But I also could have told you by grade 8 I was never going to do anything for a living that would have required math.
Oof. I went to Mass. Catholic school. St. Paul's, Alliston. Hey, now!
What does that mean?
It just means that there was, like, a guy there that got caught up and whatnot. That, like, you know, sadly, but, you know, it happens.
What was the whatnot?
The priest taking advantage of one of the altar boys.
No!
Yeah. I had some great times in Catholic school, but when I heard about that, that was kind of like, whoa.
Gotta go. You had to prune the priest.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back on TNT.
Oh, my gosh. Stay with us.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
And we're back.
I love how we got completely off track and bunny hopped over the top five. So let's circle the wagons back and do the top five.
Yes. Yes. Things get
top
crazy.
Top five too hot summer jams.
Yeah. When it's hot outside and you can't party like you want to.
I really can't stay.
Well, that's too cold jams. Right?
There was a guy on PEI
who that rhymes awesomely.
What did he... Like, his internal thermometer was out of whack, and in the winter he was fine in a t-shirt, and in the summer he had to lie in a bathtub of ice.
Really?
I haven't heard before or since about what that ailment is, and I don't know if he's still with us. Oh, he might be the RJ...
his name? He was always fine in the winter, no matter how cold.
He was never too hot, always too cold. I don't recall if he took his best shot, but he was certainly too hot to hold.
I can't believe you threw that out there, and that was in my top five, although it's not too hot. Understand.
Never too hot is in there?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, darn it.
So we might as well start with that one.
All right, let's spin it.
Because
this is early Alanis.
Early Alanis, the ones when you're like...
In the valley between You Can't Do That on Television and when she did that thing with Uncle Joey in the theater.
Yeah, and when you're like you go to the album store and you're infatuated with Alanis, you're like, I gotta have that first album. It must be amazing. And you're a little
surprised. Were you
surprised.
Infatuated with Alanis?
No, I was already at work then. No infatuation.
Shadi had a shroom cut on You Can't Do That on Television.
What? She did?
She had a mushroom cut. Yeah, and then suddenly she was wearing, like, genie pants in this Too Hot video.
Yeah, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
What a song.
Let's,
I know you're gonna dig this.
Can some break down just, the lyrics for a sec?
Some people just love the idea of success, and they gotta get it no matter how they try.
Let's dovetail a top five into Poem Sand, because I really want to figure out what it means.
The lyrics?
Yeah.
Of this song?
Yeah.
Probably getting things going.
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe. Listen.
It's ambition. Ambition. Sexy ambition.
Is it about sexy ambition?
I think it might be, but it's when you're inside in the house and there's nothing to do, you'll put it's too hot to hold outside, so you're going
listen
inside.
To the I really can't stay, baby, it's too hot to hold outside.
Yeah,
that's a mashup waiting to happen. Here's the third verse. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Don't care what they say about you. You never throw a hero party. For those who oppose you, chose to be now, maybe you could feel the power. It's like a bomb inside your head that blows if you're slow when you go to use it. You got to show them that you mean it. Just go ahead and scream it and show them what they're missing. Listen to what your heart could tell you.
So this is like the original Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You got one shot. You got to take
it. Hey, boy,
it.
You want it all or nothing. Lose the apprehension, baby, and go with the flow because you know you've got stand up if you want the answers. You need to blast them straight up, baby. So say what you mean and you mean to say now. I don't know.
You got to lose yourself in the moment.
I guess.
And own it.
Always too hot. Knees weak, arms are sweaty, palms yeah. are sweaty.
Yeah.
Number four in the Too Hot Jams, that is too hot.
Yes. So let's take it down a notch.
Okay.
And
or is it up a notch?
Well, it's hot inside, so we need to create a scenario for the second one. Because the scenario enough was the song itself because of your fantastic segue out of part one that we never really went into, but it's still... mentioned it.
It was an inadvertent segue, yes. Or was it a vertent one?
As wonderful.
You'll never know.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we got into whatnot.
So, and then all of a sudden it was always too hot.
Yeah. So we need to create something to do with, you know, a couple of people in a house when it's just burning outside and they got the AC cranked.
Okay.
All right.
Is it Paradise Towers?
Oh, Ronnie.
Yep.
Like that apartment, but other people.
You be Ronnie on the couch, and I'll be young Jeremy Taggart practicing dance moves to whatever the song is.
You got to hit me again with that?
I'll be young Jeremy Taggart practicing dance moves to whatever the song is in front of the TV, and you're Ronnie.
Okay, if it's this one, you got to be like, it's on, and I can't handle it being on.
Okay.
That'll probably work, and it's probably... good timing for the period.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Ludi by the Dream Warriors, BT Dubs.
Okay, so I'm playing you.
Yeah.
Why does that guy have the stick, Dad?
Why are we watching this?
I don't know, because I can't find the remote with the cord on it that's attached all the way directly to the TV.
Why is it so fucking hot out?
Why did Jetson hide the remote on us?
What's James doing in the room again?
Why do all of our names start with J?
Because Jenny lives down the street.
How long are we going to live in Paradise Towers anyway?
What?
I said, how long are we going to live in Paradise Towers anyway?
That's not something you should be fucking asking me. Why don't you get a job?
Because I'm 8?
No, you're not. You're 14.
Those last 6 years went by so fast, sometimes I forget. Hey, Dad. this music isn't so bad. It has kind of a nice melody.
You don't know nothing about melodies.
What are your dreams, Dad? These guys are called the Dream Warriors.
Go to bed.
Bye now.
Why is it so fucking hot out?
Go, 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 come again. That was some good role play, bud.
It was, but I'm enjoying the Ludi, and I was just going right back into 33:55.
Go, 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 my God. That might have been on Video Hits with Brian Elliott.
No, that was Much Music getting rammed back
was
then.
Was it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe it was Stu Jeffries on Good, Rockin' Tonight.
No, even that was done by then.
Really?
Yeah, that was like 91.
Was it really?
Yeah, so it was more just like the beginning when Much Music started to just own everything.
So you were 3 years away from being in a rock combo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, what's number three?
Well, I think we need a scenario where it's two people hot in a room. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What's their relationship?
Unemployed, one-time summertime.
Sounds right.
Quit school.
Yep.
It's our life. Let's roll.
Yeah.
I'll be Reardon. Because these kids are affluent.
Oh, they are?
Well, it's like they're unemployed, but they think that the big world is all theirs, but they know that at the end of the day, they'll go crying back to mom and dad and get thick folds.
Okay, and I'm Connie, and I didn't come from money.
Oh, you're the cool guy? Connie?
Yeah.
I love Connie. Connie Mack, my favorite baseball manager.
Connie.
Okay.
All right.
So it's like it's 1999,
yeah,
like 2000, around that era where it's like everybody that, or maybe even 97, the glory years for real estate, you know, where you could sell shit to a shit salesman.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Hey, Connie, you want to go to the bar tonight?
Is that all your life is? Going to the bar, getting drunk, sitting around, being hot?
Yes.
Just not all of us can afford to go out to the bar every night, Reardon.
I got a couple bucks under here in my shoe. Check it out. Don't worry about it. I got it again.
Just because your dad did all the wiring at the Sky Dome doesn't mean we all have to just do what you say all the time.
I'm gonna get you drunk, and we're gonna see some girls, and we're gonna have a great time again, because I'm making moves.
Reardon, tell me one move you're making. The blowfish have more moves than you.
I talk to the real estate agent that thought I was cute. And I said, maybe one day I'll come and, like, have apprentice with her.
Reardon, it might be because I'm really hot. It might be because I find Hootie's voice really grating. Also, did you know this band was named after one of their professors who wore glasses that made him look like an owl?
What?
But the point is, I just am kind of sick and tired of hearing you talk about how you're going to maybe one day sort of be making moves when I'm sitting here marinating in my own desperation.
It's pretty hot.
And not all of us have the opportunity to go to our parents and say, Dad, can I have $40?
Yeah, well, I don't do that.
Well, I can't do that, Reardon, because my dad was sucked into a turbine.
Connie, I work, man.
Yeah, you work at tanning. That's not work. But at least I'm out dropping off resumes at Hostess and Kinko's.
You think Eddie Vedder started doing that? Like, he wouldn't do cutting copies. He'd be hanging out singing songs on the corner for a couple dollars. That's Eddie Vedder's way.
Well, how did Eddie Vedder pay the rent? With the lyrics to Jeremy? Sorry, bud. You gotta live in the real world.
It's a good song.
You know what? Turn off Hootie and the Blowfish. I'm not going out and getting drunk with you tonight. I'm not going to live in this apartment 1 month longer. I'm going to make something of myself.
Whatever, Connie. See you soon, bud.
Reardon is not going anywhere.
That is a good one.
Reardon
is
going nowhere fast.
He really is. But he's going to take his dad down with him, though.
Man, how many Reardons do you know in your life?
Jeff, pitcher for the Expos.
What?
Jeff Reardon.
Oh, I mean like actual guys that surf on their folks' credit cards.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're hard to take, aren't they? Because they're always the ones who's like, guys, let's go to Ibiza. Let's do something crazy.
Totally, yeah. Oh,
like if by Ibiza you mean work a shift at McDonald's to get lunch, then yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, no, let's just go to like New York for the weekend and just like hang at the Soho Grand.
And oddly enough, it's often the Reardons of the world when you're dividing up a bill among 10 people, like when you're in your early 20s, they're the ones that had like lobster and steak. And they're the first to suggest we should probably just split it 10 ways evenly.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah.
And you specifically had a small Caesar salad because you knew they didn't have the bank.
Because they know they got to buy that little barrel of Oxycontin from their buddy.
Yeah.
Because that's what really keeps them through the day.
Yeah, trying on poor, I have no time for that.
That's the best.
What's number two, bot?
Okay, hang on 1 second. We got to take a break before two. We got a little break with the family.
I see. Stand by. More TNT to come.
Come back, will ya?
If I'm being honest with you, and I know you would expect nothing less, there was a period of time in the late 1990s where maybe Hootie and the Blowfish cassette was in my car.
Really?
Yep.
Just driving around, enjoying it.
Well, I don't think you can deny he's a good singer.
Yeah, the guy can sing.
I think you can deny you don't like the music, but I don't think you can deny he's a good singer.
And or the fact that he has like a large penis.
Sorry?
We played a show in like South Carolina and he was there. And it was a club that in Myrtle Beach, I think it was. The Music Farm. Music Farm in Charleston. And I was like, he was there a lot, I guess. And they're like, yeah, that guy's hung like a mule, man. Don't fuck around.
Why the threat associated with that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, just no threat. I'm throwing that out there. Just the guy's sporting a cricket bat.
Wow.
Is he in Botham?
I think the most shocking description I've ever heard for something like that is two Red Bull cans stacked end to end.
How about two Coke cans?
Dear Lord.
P11, that's that sports figure we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Hootie and the Blowfish will never be the same. It'll never hold the same magic.
Oh, Darius!
Darius, that's it. And he's a country artist now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why he's so popular.
And his last name is Rucker. And his mother's name is Mother Rucker.
You're getting rucked.
Ain't nobody wants that.
Okay. Next bit. Are we at hot jams?
Huh?
Is this the number one too hot?
It's the number one too hot jam.
You ready?
Yeah, hit it. Hey, wait, who are we?
Oh, hold on. We are...
What about the Canada World Youth people?
Sure, that's great.
I'm Jesse. And I'm from BC.
Okay. And my name is Rube.
Rube, Jesse and Rube. Yeah, where's ready? Rube from?
Rube is from Kitchener.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesse, this is going to be the best day ever, although it's one of the hottest.
Can you hand me my herbal tea?
Yep. Green or oolong?
Green.
There it is.
Hey, Rube, do you know on a hot day you're supposed to drink hot drinks because your body's like, oh, I thought it was hot until I tasted this hot thing, but now I'm like, it's not that hot.
I'm so glad you showed me that because I really have been doing it since you said, and now I like drink hot tea all the time when it's really hot, and today's really hot, and I'm not that sweaty, and it's really hot, even though it's hot out.
Hey, Rube, it feels really good deep inside me to be building this shed for people who don't have a shed. Do you know that in 2 weeks we're going to Uruguay?
Really?
Yeah, that's what the leader just told me this morning.
I know a guy named Alex from Uruguay.
What's he like?
One time I was playing with a cap gun, like when you shoot the thing, it was an old one at his house. It's like a cap gun, but like it has a hammer on it, like a real gun, like it actually shoots.
It has a hammer on it, like Darius Rucker?
It's big too, like that. It's like smacks down on the cap, and I put his earlobe in the cap part and then shot the gun, and he said, get the fuck out of my house.
That's wait, is that him. Alex who's friends with Jeremy? That Jeremy guy who's going to be in a band?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, the time. Yep, that's the guy.
Crazy.
It's a small world. Don't you know that that girl, I think it was Sean's brother, sister, who moved out to Vancouver, her name Brie Ashley?
Oh, yeah. She was actually, it's crazy, she was my first girlfriend, dude.
Really?
Yeah,
first girlfriend?
Yeah, she's my first girlfriend. Well, like, they, like, used to come out, like, every summer and, like, stuff like that, and, like, I'd see her around, and, like, I always thought she was cute when I was, like, super little, and then, like, one day we were just, like, talking, and it was, like, I think you're my soulmate, and she was, like, who are you, and why are you looking in my bedroom window? But, like, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys definitely were close.
Super close, like, within 6 feet, for sure.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her, dude. Dude, I heard she was, like, on, like, living on Davy Street or, like, dating some, like, super old guy and, like, working at, like, the White Spot or at Denny's or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. That's totally weird.
Dude, we finished the shed already. It only took us one song.
That's awesome, but it's, like, so hot out.
Do you want to go take a siesta, Padre, underneath a tree?
Dude.
I like those dudes.
They're like so positive, even though it's like 40 degrees.
Hotter than a cobra's taint out there.
They're not even thinking about it.
No.
Because of the magic.
And they're super connecting.
Yeah.
Like really like getting deep down with stuff about like girls and like feelings and like stuff like that.
That was, of course, one of the classic jams of all time by the Lovin' Spoonful.
It occurred to me that your golf tournament has to be called the Classic.
Oh, it's classic.
Maybe you should call it like the Classic Classic or something.
No, but Hot Time Summer in the City was Lovin' Spoonful.
Great jam.
Let me give you another rundown of a song that John Sebastian wrote for that band that you might have heard, okay? This is another little game called John Sebastian, how motherfucker he is. He's a bad motherfucker.
Great jam.
Not Canadian, but oh boy, I wish he was.
I feel like, is there some Ben Stiller movie where that song is used ironically in a slow motion montage?
Pay no mind to that one. Maybe this one will take you out of that one. Another jam that he wrote here. Didn't Have to Be So Nice. Not a bad little tune.
Nice tune.
This was a big hit for them.
Hey, Kylie.
Fired. Oh, Kylie. What's Kylie doing?
Keep it going.
Go to the next jam that they wrote and you talk to me about Kylie.
Okay.
Kylie? I'm Kylie.
Hey, Kylie, you're, Trina's cousin.
What?
I seen you at church camp. You're Trina's cousin.
What?
You know Toby and them and Come Come Woe and them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen you at church camp. My name's Robert.
Oh, hey, Robert.
Listen.
How are you?
I always thought you were right cute.
Whoa.
And I was wondering if you wanted to get a lemonade with me or something, and maybe after Sunday school or something.
I'd be into that. If you come over on a Sunday, I'd be doing that. I'll
what if
by.
I bring some Country Time lemonade? Maybe we could neck for a bit.
Oh, I haven't necked in a while.
What,
I'll
are you
come
green?
Neck with you. Yeah.
You're friggin' green, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, I can fix that right quick if you let me. Hey, do
come
you like...
over and take a loose shirt. Wear no bra. Come on by. I'll be there.
Do you like Hostess Munchies?
Yeah.
Because I got a whole collection of them. You know them friggers that stick to your dashboard with their sticky feet?
I'm many a time on a Friday night with the orange fingers, Dad and Mom going, what the hell are you doing there eating all that stuff?
They thought you were blowing darts and got the orange fingers from that.
Yeah, I said, not like you, Mom. No, I'm just having a snack.
Do you ever see a Hostess Munchie hat with the, like, split up the back with two, like, white sheets?
Tell you what, if I saw Hostess Munchies like that, I'd be eating them upside the back of the neck so fast you wouldn't know where to hit them, eh?
Anyways, Kylie, I think you look nice, but I don't know if I can stand your voice. It's like a car alarm. So either you shut your mouth and we get to the necking or I'm walking away.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's good stuff. And then, of course...
There's more?
There's more John Sebastian. Yeah, check out this jam. You ever know this one?
Good jam.
Yeah, right?
Do you know what popped into my head?
What?
I was working on a TV show a couple years ago. And I came up with a game called Two-Faced.
Yeah.
Like John Sebastian Bach.
John
and you take both of their faces and meld them together. And I'm not good enough at graphics and stuff to do.
That's crazy.
But George Michael Jackson, there are some great ones.
That is a solid one. Anyway, that's a good jam that he wrote. He also wrote Darling Be Home Soon, which was a classic. And then he also wrote this one, which is like... I'm waiting to play this for Jay and Dan someday back in Toronto.
Darlin' Be Home Soon.
Yeah. Oh, he wrote that. It's one of my favorites he wrote. It's a little too soft for right now. But then there's this. Welcome
back. He wrote that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
It's a great jam.
It's a great jam.
Right?
Joe Cocker did Darling Be Home Soon.
Oh, yeah, that was, Joe Cocker made that song famous, for
but
sure.
But the Barra McNeils did that song, too, from Cape Breton.
Yeah, it's a great song. That makes you want to cry, that song.
It's a great song. That'll suck the tears out of your look balls.
You didn't know we could rock that?
Here, no.
It's right here. And here is it's all acoustic, like just him and a guitar.
And talk of all the things we did today.
Here, and laugh about our funny little way. While we have a few. It's a great song to end the show on. How about that?
I'm going to tell you something. I urge you to go to the Google and look at the Barra McNeils version of that song. Lucy from the Barra McNeils played the harp at our wedding.
Yeah.
When she hits the high note in Oh Holy Night, it'll make you projectile vomit every emotion you've ever felt.
Oh, no, it's spectacular. This is one of my favorite songs, for sure. It's a good way to end out TNT this week. You take us out, JT.
Hey, darling. Be home soon, will ya? And by home, I mean episode 46 of the Taggart and Torrance podcast coming at you next week, folks. We're back on the weekly tip, I swear. Thanks for sticking out with us while we've been busy, but we're back and we're in full effect. For Jeremy Taggart, I'm Jonathan Torrance, saying thank you so much for listening, darling. Was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue.
would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!